Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Oh, man. Everybody's singing along in here. It's a great song. Great song. 73 degrees, huh?
Yeah.
Ham.
I mulched my leaves, a.k.a. mowed my lawn this morning in shorts and a t-shirt. I went to bed last night in sweatpants and a hoodie. What is wrong with the world?
I threw the ball with the dog in the backyard today with no shoes on.
Oh, wow.
Just feeling that grass on your feet.
That's dangerous in more ways than one.
What are you talking about?
Well, it sort of looked cold. You know what I mean? When you looked outside, you're like, okay, it's fall. That looks cold. And then you go, you like open the door and it was like, oh.
What do you mean it's confusing.
What do you mean that's dangerous? Do you not pick up your dog's poop when they poop?
I have a big backyard now.
So do I.
Do you just mow over it, Sam?
Yeah, I do.
You're a poop mower over
it? Yeah, I am.
He just flings it to and fro.
If I'm walking, I got to pick it up, but in my own backyard, I don't have to. I'm not going to go out in bare feet.
That's called composting.
Well, you can go out in bare feet if you would take a bag out with you every time you took the dog out back.
No.
Shame on you. All right, let's get back to this story. Where did I put it? Here.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So if you were to drive over to your parents' house in town for Thanksgiving or Christmas, and I don't have the numbers in this, I'm just asking the three of you, what is the proper amount of time to stay? So for example, let me give you an example. When my mom invites us over for like Saturday lunch or a Sunday, late Sunday lunch after she gets home from church, my time limit normally is, I start to feel like I've outstayed my welcome after 2 hours. And so, you know, we'll get there at 1, probably head home right after 3 o'clock.
It's small talk, then eating, and then relaxing.
In the living room.
In the living room.
Now go home.
Now, if there's a football game on, that's a little different, but I would say 2 to 4 hours if there's a football game on. And then, you know, if it's a blowout, you excuse yourself and say it's time for us to go.
If that's the reason for you being there is to watch the football game.
But if it's not, but the game happens to be on, I say you leave at halftime. Got to go. You always come up with the got to go let the dog out.
So growing up, we would have our entire family, and it was massive, over for Thanksgiving, and everybody would get there about noon, and they would leave about 7 o'clock to go down to the Plaza Lights, and I think that was a good fix. But a couple of weekends ago, we had my nephew's birthday party. He's now 4. I hung out for 8 hours at my mom's house. It was the longest time I had spent at my mom's house since I moved out.
Okay. Had she decided to go grocery shopping or maybe just leave?
It felt weird at a certain point where I was like, I think I need to go back to my own home.
Super weird. She just left and I'm here. Okay, so here's what I'm going to tell you. If it is your own mother I think you get to add a couple of hours. Mm-hmm. If it's just family, 2 to 3 hours, and I think that's on the outskirts, unless you're specifically there to watch a football game.
Okay.
If you are out of state traveling,
all right, here, that's where we're going.
That's where we're going with this story. Yeah. I think that's different.
All right. So, what is this is measured in days. Obviously, if you're traveling out of town to go visit your parents down in Mississippi, or Dan, you're headed to Florida or wherever. Sam, you're going to Maine. Okay, I'm just spitballing here now. I know you don't have any relatives in Maine.
I do.
Oh, you do?
I have a big family. Anyway, continue.
Regardless, what is the average amount of time before, and you're the guest, before your hosts, whether it's your mom and dad, aunt and uncle, cousins, brother, sister, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They want you to go back home.
48 Please. Hours.
No, longer.
Over the holidays.
Keep in mind, you've flown
over the holidays,
or driven to their home.
I think 4 days, but you leave on the fifth morning.
It depends in my book.
Are we staying with them?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that changes things.
Oh,
then
yeah.
Then it's 18 hours.
I was going to say, it depends in my book, because I'm either at like 3 days or at most 5 or 6 days. And the caveat there would be, are you expecting them to entertain you, or are you planning things to go do on your own?
Okay,
right?
So I need, to borrow a phrase from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, I need a final answer. Dana.
4 days.
4 days. Sam Stevie.
Ooh, I'm going 3.
3 days. Dan Weinbaum.
I will match him. 3 days.
Okay. It is 6.
No! What? 6 is way too long. Unless it's my mom and dad and they're in Biloxi.
I think the questions being asked are not what we're thinking about. 6 is it's a week.
That's a week.
Well, it's just shy of a week.
Are we talking about just Thanksgiving?
No, the any holiday.
Either one of the two major holidays at the end of the
Hanukkah,
year.
Hanukkah, Christmas, Thanksgiving, just all the holidays, Dan.
Thanksgiving, Christmas, Hanukkah, whatever.
Well, the only one where you really go visit people for any length of time is Thanksgiving.
That's not
Hanukkah
true.
Hanukkah is a evening type of thing, and Christmas is just Christmas morning.
No,
Christmas
no, that's not true.
I for Christmas, when we had relatives that lived out of state, they always came for a week.
I distinctly remember when I was a senior, junior in high school, we drove from
Yep.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I think we flew, actually, from Kansas City down to Phoenix, and we stayed with my grandma and grandpa for a week.
Family road trip.
The old family.
I think 6 days is too long.
All right, hang on. There's more to it.
There's more.
At 6 days, what percentage of Americans have the guts to go up to their family and say, "You gots to go"?
You know, it's been a nice visit.
70%.
No, ooh, I think it's way lower.
It's way lower.
I think 20%.
20%.
But,
okay.
But you let them down gently, as Juice Newton would say.
My question is,
quote here is, you got to leave now.
Oh.
5%.
Oh, well, yeah, if it's that aggressive.
I mean, my question is, was this not arranged before you showed up?
Correct, Dan. You should always arrange that before you show up. Like, we're flying in Monday, we're flying out Thursday. Great.
Yeah, yeah, but if you're driving, it's a little different. Sam, what do you got?
I'm going to go with 30%.
Okay. Danny, you were really, really close. 22% of family members.
Yeah.
Okay. This is your family. 22% after 6 days will say,
time to go.
It's time to go.
That's an RV.
There's an RV, Clark.
I think
pooper's full.
Annoying, misbehaving, bratty children change.
Oh, sure.
They're bringing that metric down. Because if it's just like me going to see mom and dad or something, but if you've got a cousin coming in with their three kids who have never been disciplined in their entire life for anything.
But even if, I mean, even if it's just you and your significant other, don't you think there's a point in time where they're just kind of like, it's good to go. For example, my Aunt Sue was in town earlier this month.
Oh, we're going to name names.
No, I'm not throwing anybody under the bus.
And she stayed for 4 days too long.
She stayed with my mom for a total of 5 days, and I went over to see her the day that she was flying out.
Yeah.
I wasn't feeling well prior, and I didn't want to get anybody sick. So I get over to my mom's house, and my Aunt Sue's there, my dad's sister. And I said, it's great to see you. I said, when are you heading home? And she, which probably came out wrong. And she goes, oh, I'm heading home tonight at 5. Your mom's probably sick of having me here. I go, oh, no.
But good to see you.
But goodbye.
Unless you missed your rent payment at your own house, you should probably get going now.
At some point, I feel like a burden, right? And that's why I put in the caveat of, are you going out and doing things on your own? Or are you, and maybe you're not expecting them to entertain you, but maybe that expectation seems like it's there,
like it.
Right?
They feel like they have
feel
to
like
entertain.
They need to feed you. They feel like they need to give you something to do. So if you are a very independent person, and like, when we go and stay multiple days with Mary Beth's family, like, I get up and go to the gym. Like, I just go and do stuff.
You get
because
out.
If I sit in the house all day, I'm like, I feel like I'm expecting them to entertain me, and that's not
so
cool.
I'm the same way. When my brother comes in town from Wichita, he more often than not stays with my mom. But again, she's literally right down the street. And I feel, and I love my brother. We're best friends. But I feel no obligation to entertain him.
That's your brother. That's different.
Why?
Because it's your brother. I will tell you this. I can't stay in someone else's house anymore because exactly what you said, Sam, I feel this kind of weird anxiety that you don't know where to sit. You're not sure. Where do you want me to put this? Like, do you want me to run the laundry through?
Because you know how it feels when you host
yes,
people.
And so I am a big, we are not staying in the house kind of gal.
You go visit your parents.
Nope, we do not. I want my own space. And I've told them this. I love you so much. We will stay over here till the cows come home. We'll play games. We'll play board games. We'll do all that. But when it comes time to, like, I need a home base where I feel like I can take my shoes off and I don't feel like I'm underfoot.
And at what point in the morning do you say, are we eating breakfast?
Do you have any more coffee? Yeah.
We are eating at some point today, right?
Yeah. We would do 2 days for Thanksgiving. We would all show up late morning, noon, imbibe out in the garage and in the driveway, and people are getting to know each other, and they're picking at some of the
your family, Dan. How much do you got to get to know them?
Well, you know, just hanging out. Well, we haven't seen each other for a year.
You've always got that
and
one
so
cousin.
And so then we sit down and we eat the meal, and then we relax. We watch some football. Then we have seconds. Then we go to the movies.
Oh.
And then the next day, everybody splits.
Yep.
A bunch of people go shopping. A bunch of the men, they go play golf, or we go shotgun shooting.
Well, yeah, because men can't shop.
And then that's it.
We got a shotgun shoot.
Does it matter if a member of your family's been incarcerated?
How many times?
I feel like that does speed up the timeline.
For what?
What's it been since we've seen you? 6 to 10?
Well, they paid their due to society. Give them an extra plate.
913-586-7798.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime. at KMBZ.com.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.